This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. A trio of moderate Republicans quashed the idea of immediate repeal of Obamacare without a replacement, saying it would irresponsibly snatch insurance coverage from millions of Americans. "I did not come to Washington to hurt people," tweeted Senator Shelley Moore Capito, Republican of West Virginia, who joined Senator Susan Collins of Maine and Lisa Murkowski of Alaska in opposing immediate repeal. Alan Lomax, the musicologist, created a global jukebox website with recordings plotted on a world map so that users can sort songs from around the world. The product WhatsApp, a messaging app used across the globe, was partially blocked by Chinese filters, leaving many unable to send videos and photos, and some also unable to send text-based messages. A class action lawsuit accusing Uber of discriminating against New York City riders with disabilities by providing scant access to wheelchair accessible cars at a time when ride hailing apps are becoming a common alternative to public transit in the city. The lawsuit was filed in state Supreme Court in Manhattan by Disability Rights Advocates, a nonprofit organization. Polish leaders want to put courts under political control, prompting protests from the opposition, the European Union, and three former Polish presidents. Supreme Court temporarily allowed the Trump administration to enforce restrictions on the nation's refugee program, but it let it stand in order that grandparents and other relatives of U.S. citizens must be admitted. Trump claimed in an interview with the New York Times that he never would have appointed former Senator Jeff Sessions as Attorney General if he'd known he was going to recuse himself on the Russian investigation. In the same interview, he also threatened a number of other investigators, including former FBI chiefs Mueller and Comey. Senator John McCain has been diagnosed with an aggressive form of brain cancer after recent blood clot surgery, casting doubt on his ability to return fully to the U.S. Senate. American companies and the U.S. government spend a combined $100 billion to fix the Y2K computer bug. Globally, the cost of the fix was $580 billion. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Akin Orin International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.